Old Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Welcome to our program. This is where truth is our bitch, and each and every night, Monday through Friday, actually Monday through Saturday, we take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And I'm Phil, and if you're watching this on Phil TV and HD right now, I am rolling some of the footage from Korea this past weekend, from North Korea, and it shows the people there demonstrating a level of grief for the passing of Kim Jong-il. Later on tonight, we're also going to have Dean Wheeler with us to talk about some new technology from IBM, which I think you're going to find interesting. IBM technology that within 5 to 10 years, if you're ready for this, folks, doctors will be able to read electrical impulses in our brains to help diagnose illness. But is that a first step toward mind reading? Also, R.C. Collins later, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and his feelings and the feelings of other cadets, military cadets, on the drinking age for soldiers. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and I can't tell you how many times I gave that number out on Saturday night.
You gave out like 3 numbers on Saturday night.
I know. I don't know what was going on with me Saturday night. I was doing the local show here in Los Angeles, and I gave out our national number like 3 times. Then I gave out an old national number that I don't have and haven't had for 5 years. Then I finally got around to giving the right number. I don't know. We were having it was a hectic night Saturday night. I didn't think it was that hectic. We are on Phil TV and HD right now, and as I mentioned, in fact, I've just click, whatever the TV word is, over to the... There's one guy here wailing in despair over the passing of Kim Jong-il. It's quite a display. And if you have a backstage pass, you can watch our video cast tonight on Phil TV and watch us as we do our show and certainly partake of all the other things that we have going on our website. 877-876-PHIL is the number here this evening. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. She is also the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, and she joins us from Western Estates, California this evening to talk about a trip that you guys are planning, your parent-teacher organization, along with students, you're planning to South Korea, correct, Bobby?
We are, Phil. I don't know whether or not we'll be able to actually travel to North Korea, but we do want to extend to the North Korean people our sympathies, and as well as a hand of friendship. We have a lot of letters and essays that have been written by our students. We have some artwork and some things that the kids did, and we are hopeful that we can engage in at least a form of friendly dialogue with North Korean students and express our sadness, because there's been an awful lot of cynicism, I think, around the death of Kim Jong-il.
And what do you mean by cynicism?
Well, I think you sort of displayed a little bit there, Phil, when you said it's pretty funny to look at the people.
Do you think that the demonstrations of sadness or of grief, if you will, are a bit extreme?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty easy to figure that out, because when you look at the people that are demonstrating their grief, you can see that there's no one holding a gun to their heads. There is nobody who is walking up and down with a bamboo pole or some sort of a weapon to mete out punishment to people who are not feeling grief. I think what you're seeing here is the genuine grief of the people who were led for 17 years by a man who stood up to the West. And I can see in the faces of a lot of these people the look of anger. I don't doubt that many of them suspect that our government or other governments friendly to ours had something to do.
Do you believe that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the world of international politics and international intrigue and espionage and these things, it's quite a convoluted and sick place, in my opinion. I think it's possible. If it did happen, if the United States or other governments, it could even have been Russia or China, I don't know, but one can understand the anger of the North Korean people
Do you believe, when you look at the North Korean people demonstrating here this grief that you feel is genuine, do you think that that is the motivation behind it?
I think there's a lot of that, because I can see in the faces of these people a great deal of anger. You see a lot of fist pounding. You see the agony of individuals that have lost something very valuable. And I think that the North Korean people feel that without Kim Jong-il leading them, that they are going to be, you know, at the mercy of countries surrounding them, whether they be friendly countries such as China and possibly Russia, or hostile nations such as Japan, South Korea, and the United States. So,
well, I'm looking here at one of the, we're showing some of these film clips of people feeling grief, and I see in one clip they're showing a young version of Kim Jong-il. What do you think that's about?
Well, I don't know whether that's really a young version, whether it's him with his hair dyed, whether it's the way he actually looked. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the way he actually looked, he's a good deal older. The man was, I believe, 60.
I think he was younger than that, which also is very suspicious.
No, I think he was in his 60s, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know. I think, again, it is, it's, I believe, something that is being taken by the Chinese people, the North Korean people, as a suspicious thing, that there quite possibly was, I don't know, some sort of foreign interference. But I'm not going to say that. I'm simply going to say that these are people that are bereaved. I believe that we need to have a little bit more compassion than we have had. To that end, we're going to travel to South Korea.
When are you planning on leaving?
Well, we're hopeful after Christmas. We will.
Now, you're going to go to South Korea, and who are you going to speak with when you're in South Korea?
Well, that is something that we want to keep as low profile as we can, because the hostility between the two governments, the South and North Korean governments, is very well known. I don't want to give anyone in the South Korean government any information as to who we're going to be meeting. We're going to be traveling to South Korea. We're going to enjoy our visit in South Korea. We have no ill intent towards South Korea at all. We're going to then make contact, and hopefully we're going to have an opportunity to speak with North Koreans.
Are you planning on, I have to ask these questions, Ms. Dooley, you understand?
No, that's all right.
Are you planning on traveling to North Korea? Are you going with students?
We're going to go with 30 students, yes.
All right. Are you planning on traveling to North Korea with these students?
Again, it's not a question that I'm comfortable answering.
Don't you think that, well, first of all, it would be illegal if you did, correct?
You know, I'm not comfortable in answering that question, Phil.
All right, can I interrupt you? Just one more question.
Go ahead.
30 students, are they high school students?
Yes.
All right, even 30 high school students, do you not fear for the safety of these young people?
No, I most certainly do not. The North Korean people have no ill intent toward the American people. It is only toward the American government, and I think that it's quite possible that much of their intent toward the American government, however negative, is not entirely misplaced. But no, there's no ill intent.
Now, if I could just tell you, I have a friend of mine, when she was a lot younger, traveled to North Korea illegally from the South as part of a scheme. She was involved in a ring that was, they were bringing cameras, Japanese cameras, American cameras.
This is not criminal activity at all.
Here's the reason why I'm saying, even if it wasn't illegal activity that you were engaged in, they're going to be suspicious of that because that's what they've been familiar with, the North Koreans.
Well, Phil, I think I have a little more experience at this than you and maybe other people listening. I've been in touch with the North Korean people that we want to talk to.
Well, have you traveled to a country where travel is banned by the country you're originating in?
Say that again.
Have you ever left a country that denies its people or its visitors access to another country and traveled there anyway?
I wouldn't want to answer that. I will just simply say that I have more experience, I think, in dealing with this.
So that I would take that as a yes then, right?
If you want to. Let me just say this, Phil. You don't have to worry. I know what I'm doing. I think a lot of people want to come to the rescue of a woman and...
No, that's not it at all, Ms. Dooley. I'm just curious as to what you've thought of. I think everybody listening is curious as to what it is you've thought of.
I also hear in your tone, though, rather paternal and sound that you want to make sure the women are going to be okay. We don't, Phil. We're fine.
I honestly don't mean it that way.
Well, all right. Whatever you say, but we're fine. We know what we're doing. We're going to, if we travel into North Korea, and that's an if we travel into North Korea, I can tell you this. I'm a mother. I have three sons of my own who I love very much. I think that I can handle any North Korean border guard that thinks he wants to tell me or the women that I'm with, because all of the women that I'm going to be traveling with are mothers themselves.
I just was asking, and I'm simply saying that, and when you say a North Korean border guard, I mean, these are guys that, whether you're a mother or not, they're going to put you in the stockade or in jail, you know.
Well, I don't know what your experience is with this, Phil.
I don't have any experience with it. I'm just saying I think that they will do what the law requires, regardless of whether you're a mother or not.
I understand that, but they're not going to rough me up, if that's what you're...
I have no idea. Hang on for just a moment, Ms. Bobby Dooley, joining us from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, traveling to North Korea, or traveling to South Korea, I should say, with the intent of... I'm sorry, I've got this ridiculous... For those of you who are watching at home on Phil TV, I had that ridiculous screen of the YouTube images there. But she's going to be traveling to South Korea to eventually meet with North Koreans, give them some gifts, and basically express their heartfelt sadness on the part of themselves and the other Americans at the passing of Kim Jong-il. And Ms. Dooley also said that she feels that much of the imagery that we've seen from South Korea, or from North Korea rather, has been legitimate, that she doesn't see where these people are actually being coerced into their sadness or their grief, and that it's a cynical public here in America that believes that those people are being coerced. In any event, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And it's Phil Hendry here with Bobby Dooley, and your phone calls here if you care to join us on whether or not this is actual real emotion we're seeing from the North Korean people. Is it coerced? And what are Ms. Dooley's chances traveling to North Korea? 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445 as we're talking here tonight about Kim Jong-il's passing. We're also talking with Bobby and Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association and the Parent Teacher Organization on this planned trip to South Korea to meet with the North Korean people, a contingent of North Korean people, as a way of saying thank you, as a way of saying we're sorry about your leader. You said that, and we're showing some clips of these people from YouTube on our telecast, Bobby, on our videocast. Why do you think these folks are genuine in their emotion?
Well, Phil, I'm looking at some of the clips you're showing. These are people that are not... There's no one holding a gun to their heads. There's no one telling them be sad. There's no one telling them to go through this sort of theatrical kind of emotion. This is very heartfelt, And I think we're very naive as Americans to think that the North Korean people have any other feeling for us besides great resentment over the fact that they feel, I'm not saying that we did, but they feel that they were harassed by the U.S. government and that their leader was harassed and could possibly have been driven to his death. So I really think that it's naive for us to think that we're the only people in the world that love our country or love our president. And to that end, when you see these people going through this kind of grief, we felt very bad.
And you also said that you don't want to comment on whether or not you're going to be traveling to North Korea.
That is correct, because at this point, we don't know if we are or not, Phil, and I certainly don't want, if we decide to, I don't want to have to deal with the, obviously, I want to have to deal with anything we don't have to deal with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Bobby Dooley and a trip to South Korea in order to meet some North Korean people, and this grief being shown by the North Korean people, in her opinion, is genuine, and we're a little cynical not to accept it. Let's go to PJ on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, PJ.
Miss Dooley, I have vast experience in South Korea. I have trained with the South Korean Rock Soldiers, and you're absolutely right. You won't have to worry
soldier?
About it.
What's a
rock
soldier?
Soldiers of the South,
is...
ma'am, please. The rock
well,
soldiers.
What does that mean, rock?
South ma'am, South Korean.
Well, you have to explain yourself. You've got to
I will, ma'am.
Is it a rock?
Will you let the man explain then?
Ma'am, the South Korean yeah. rock soldiers are the equivalent to our Marines, our Green Berets, and our Navy SEALs.
What is and a rock? I'm asking a simple question you won't answer.
I just did.
Well, what do you mean? What do you want to know?
What does he mean by rock?
The rock soldier. They're called rock.
What do you mean by rock, sir? You got to explain what rock is.
That's all that means. They're called rock soldiers, and they are the equivalent of our special forces. And, ma'am, you won't have to worry about getting hurt in North Korea because you'll never get across the DMZ. As far as the North Korean people looking genuine, they're genuine in fear of their lives. Because let me tell you something, Kim Jong-il is no different than
how long have you been there? When were you there?
Stalin or Hitler. Those people are in constant fear for their lives.
When were you in North Korea last, sir? Because I don't think you traveled there.
North Korea,
well, neither have you.
1984 to 1997. And I assure you, you
were
will
in North
not
Korea.
Cross that border.
No, you weren't.
Will not cross
you weren't in North
border.
Korea.
Ma'am?
Well, I don't know how I can take the word of a man who's never been in North Korea. I know he's been
ma'am,
propagandized
the DMZ,
by the South Korean.
The Americans, listen, the South Korean soldiers...
How do you know, when you look at those people, how do you know it's not genuine that they're sad?
Because they're in god-awful fear for their lives, man. They're no different than... He was no different than Pol Pot, no different than Stalin, no different than Hitler.
Huh?
The people live in fear, man.
I don't know that. Who's Pol Pot?
He was the head of Cambodia. He murdered millions of people in Cambodia. The killing fields?
The killing
well,
fields of Cambodia,
is,
ma'am. And I'll tell
yes,
you something else. Did you know this? The DMZ is less than...
Did that actually happen?
Yes, that actually
happened. Did that
happened,
happen? The killing fields actually happened because they made a movie
the
out of it.
The killing fields of Cambodia...
Yes, it did. Oh, my
ma'am,
God.
Ma'am.
I'm asking a simple question. If the
and
killing
I'm
fields,
tell
if
you.
There was a film with John Malkovich.
Right.
Pol Pot murdered millions of Cambodians, just like Hitler murdered millions of Jews, just like Stalin murdered millions, and just
mm-hmm.
like Kim Jong-il murdered
mm-hmm.
millions of North Koreans. How he did that, he
that.
Took all his
mm-hmm.
government's money and put it in the military while his
mm-hmm.
people starved or were in
mm-hmm.
prison.
I understand. But the reason
ma'am?
Why I'm asking the question, the reason why I'm asking the question is because when you said Pol Pot, I thought you were making a joke as to Cole Porter. I thought it was a joke.
No, but I'll tell you this.
The man's
you
name
know.
Is not Cole Pot. It's Cole. His name is Pol Pot, not Cole.
This man said Cole Pot.
No, I said Pol Pot. P is in pool. Pol Pot.
Who? Pol Pot. All right.
Pol Pot.
Again.
Ma'am, did
again.
You realize
you
the
didn't...
DMZ? Did you realize
mm-hmm.
the DMZ between
mm-hmm.
North Korea and South Korea is less than
mm-hmm.
15
mm-hmm.
feet? And those two
mm-hmm.
soldiers look at each other's eyes to eyes. You will
mm-hmm.
never cross the border, ma'am. You
mm-hmm.
see, you won't get close
mm-hmm.
to you won't get close to it. I promise
mm-hmm.
you.
Well,
and I tell you this: if you did
you know,
try,
mm-hmm.
and if you did raise
mm-hmm.
the ruckus, the South
mm-hmm.
Koreans would imprison you, and you would have to
mm-hmm.
wait for the U.S. ambassador to get you guys out. Mm-hmm. You will never see North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm enough. I think I can handle myself with these so-called soldiers.
No, he's talking about border guards now. He's talking about border guards. All right, listen, thanks for the call, JP. Yes. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley on a proposed trip, planned trip to South Korea to go meet North Koreans. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as well as the parent-teacher organization out there, is Bobby Dooley. And I know you're joined by your husband, Steve. Bobby, this trip that you're planning to South Korea to meet with this contingent of North Koreans, can you tell me who they are?
At this particular point, Phil, I'd be very uncomfortable telling you who they are. And
So you feel that the North Koreans, then, might do something to them, or...
No, that, I was going to say, I fear the South Koreans. I don't fear the North Koreans. I think that the South Koreans might do something. So I believe that... I guess you really thought you had me there, but what I'm saying is that I feel that...
No, I didn't think I had you there.
No, what I'm saying is... I feel that the South Korean people are much, the South Korean government is much more of a risk to me and to the kids that I'm traveling with. So that's what I worry about, not the North Koreans.
All right. The other question I have for you then is this. Are you, in traveling there, when you said to the other caller that you are going to be, you're not going to take any grief from some North Korean soldier, even when he told you about the South Korean soldiers, and the toughness of these guys, if you are, for whatever reason, put in jail, if you're, do you expect the U.S. government to do something about this? Or what will you expect should happen if you are confined or if you are detained by the North Koreans?
Well, first of all, my first fear is being detained by the South Koreans because they may not like that we're there. And I haven't said to you yet where we're going. If for whatever reason we are detained, though, obviously we would expect our government to lend assistance and to make sure that we are returned to our families.
So in other words, you're going to go over to North or South Korea, wherever. You're going to go to South Korea with possible intent to go to North Korea. If you're detained...
I haven't told you where I'm going.
Well, you did say you're going to South Korea.
That is correct, Mr. Henry, but I did not indicate...
All right, I'm hearing that. I'm saying if whatever the eventuality is here, if you go to South Korea or North Korea, if you're detained by either government, you're expecting the U.S. government to.
That's what the job is, Mr. Henry.
That's what their job is. Yeah.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, Mr. Dooley. That's their government job. Help my wife.
The U.S. government's job, Phil, is to assist. One of the jobs the U.S. government has is to assist Americans traveling abroad. If I am...
Yeah, but if you're going to another country with the intent of violating the laws of that country, there's very little that the American government can do for you.
Well, I don't believe that that's the case.
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you say that?
The reason is because if you travel to any country, whether it be South Korea or anywhere, and you break their law... The U.S. government can't do anything for you other than, stay in touch with you.
Well, I don't believe that that's the case.
That's not the case, Mr. Ren. I talked to a guy the other day, and he had been involved in, he was dealing drugs, but that's not the point. The point is that he had been...
He was dealing drugs.
Well, that's not the point.
Yes, it is the point. Yes, it is.
Can I finish my essay? Can I finish my essay?
Go ahead.
He was always dealing drugs. Not dealing drugs, but he had said, and they didn't do anything until he called the American government.
So the American government helped that man, and he was...
He was dealing drugs. So,
First of all, Mr. Henry, even if he was dealing drugs, the American government was there for him.
Well, the American government is going to be there for him if in order to ensure that you know, he's a valid citizen. If he's got a passport, they can certainly transmit information or anything he needs to his family or to people in the United States, but they're not going to spring him, you know.
Well, do you know that for sure? Steve, what happened to him?
Right now, it's at the government.
So, is he still in custody there, or?
No, the U.S. government paid the bail.
The U.S. government paid the bail. And
I don't buy that for a minute. This guy was arrested for drug dealing?
Yeah, well, that's what they said, but they found out, no.
He was innocent, and the U.S. government, and then what?
Got him on a plane. It was a government plane.
Well, then does he work for the U.S. government?
No.
No, he did not work for the U.S. government. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Here's a man who was arrested for dealing drugs. That's what they claimed. He's not a U.S. government employee, and yet the U.S. government paid his bail and flew him home on a State Department jet. Now,
and you're expecting that kind of treatment if you get detained in South Korea?
Yes, I most certainly am, and I'm very, very... I'm really worried, Phil, that we have people on public positions such as the one that you occupy, and you don't know enough about how our government works and about how the American people are protected. And I can tell you that for my money and for all of the people that I do represent here, I am, you know, I'm expecting the same treatment that man got. And we are not going to... be detained in some gulag or thrown into a prison or what have you.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. I'm looking for a story here that I had pulled just for this specific purpose. And I'll tell you what it was. It's the story of the Midnight Express. It's a very, very old news story. It was made into a movie, but this was a guy who was detained for dealing drugs in Turkey and wound up in prison and had to escape prison in Turkey, okay? So, and this was a drug dealer.
Excuse me, is Turkey North Korea?
Yes, Turkey North Korea?
No, it's not, but I'm just giving this as an example of a foreign country where an American national was detained and where he didn't have the benefit of anything from the U.S. government. They sure as hell didn't go this guy's bail, you know.
Was he guilty?
I don't know. Maybe he was. You know?
Well, that might be the difference.
Well, how do they know whether you're guilty or not if they go your bail? How do they know, in other words, what you're guilty of, if anything? They don't know. They don't know whether you committed the crime or not, and you're telling me that they're gonna go your bail?
I am telling you, Phil, what I know, and I think you're coming from. I'm an American citizen. I was in, Steve, when you and I, my husband and I were in France 2 years ago. And I heard all these stories about the French, and you have to speak French. I can assure you that when I went up to any police officer, when I went into any government office there, even the private shops and some of the private businesses, when I went in and I said, excuse me, I'm an American, they hopped to it. And,
well...
Excuse me. They hopped to it. South Korea... What we've done for them, you better believe they'll hop to it.
Yeah, they're going to hop to it because of everything we did for them.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hop to it, I don't know, because the fact of the matter remains, if you're breaking the law, you know...
I, we're not going to break the law, and even if we did, though, all that we've done for those...
I'll say it, boy. Zipper in.
Zipper.
Oh, hey, I'm not going to have that on this show.
What?
I'm not going to have these racial terms. I don't care what your friends call them, Mr. Dooley. I won't have that, okay?
Well, they're not going to be detaining me. I'm an American citizen. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand that, and I understand that that carries less and less weight these days with some governments. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will come back here with some of your phone calls and Bobby and Steve Dooley in just a moment with this planned trip to South Korea, possibly to North Korea, to meet with the North Korean people and to say how sorry we are that they're in such pain and that they're in such sadness. We've been showing some of the clips of the Korean people, North Korean people in there, throes of grief, and some of them, many people believe, are fake, that they are coerced into these displays. And when you think of that, if you think of them in terms of that, some of these are quite comic, to be honest with you. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about the death of Kim Jong-il and what this has prompted you to do, Ms. Dooley. Please understand, I'm not here to criticize your good intentions of friendship toward the North Korean people. And I forgive me if that's how you feel I've been talking.
Well, Phil, I don't blame you. I just think there's a lot. I really don't blame you. There's just a lot of very ignorant Americans that don't get it. The North Korean people are their people. They've lost their leader. They're in agony.
I understand that. I want you to know that I really do appreciate it, that you're doing what you're doing. I am worried, and I'm simply saying this from the standpoint of what we've seen. You're right, I don't have any experience with it. That a hostile, even the South Korean government, which is friendly to America, they're not friendly to lawbreakers. And
Mr. Hendry, I can handle, again, as a woman, I'm very put off by these sort of paternal pleadings.
I'm not trying to piss you off, ma'am.
No, I didn't say piss off. I said put off by these paternal pleadings as if I don't know how to handle myself. I'm a mother of three teenage boys. If there is a North Korean guard or a South Korean police officer that's been born... that thinks he's going to tell me, quote, as the kids say, what time it is out on the street, I'd love to meet him. I really would.
Okay, fine. I guess you'll tell me that what I'm saying is probably out of comic books.
No, go ahead.
You know, there are certain governments, the North Korean government be one of them, that they don't really care after a certain point, after they ask you all the polite questions. If they think you are engaged in some kind of spying, then their gloves are going to come off, you know.
You're exactly right, Phil. You've been watching too much I Spy.
You watch a lot of Man from U.N.C.L.E., Phil?
Yeah, do you watch a lot of Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No, not since it went off the air.
Watch a lot of Man from U.N.C.L.E.
All right. Fine. You guys want to mock me, I'm just simply saying. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kay. Kay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Well, I just wanted to comment. She kept wondering, you kept questioning why Turkey was being compared to South and North Korea. Well, you just compared France to North Korea. Really? I'm a woman, and I have small children, but I'm not as ignorant to believe that that is going to affect a guard who might think that I'm doing something that they would not deem legal in their country.
Why don't you think France is... I don't think France is... What do you think France is?
You said, well, I went to France, and people have said,
I did.
How can you compare France to anything to do with North Korea?
Well, I think that the French are, what do you think France is? Well, what do you think France is? Some Disneyland? I mean, it's not America. And you can get into some very serious trouble there with the police.
Well, it certainly isn't North Korea. It's not a police state.
France. Americans can travel into France freely. Where do you think that you can freely walk into North Korea?
That's the number one difference, Bobby. That this lady is saying you can't just get a visa to travel as a tourist to North Korea.
And you can, being a citizen of the United States, I know if I was to hear that you had gone purposely and done this, I mean, and they put you in jail, I mean, stay there. Why should we waste tax dollars?
I beg your
for
pardon.
Someone that
I'm an American citizen. And I have
That's
been detained
great.
By a police
But if you're
officer.
Ignorant enough to go and put yourself in a situation that you might be arrested for and put in jail, I mean, we have...
Well, what do you mean arrested? I'm going with high
school... needs to go towards.
I'm traveling with high school students.
Well, again...
It's a very dangerous situation.
Thing in the world.
And I would like my government to get me out of where... I don't know what, you know, you just said something, Kay, that's very, very pivotal. You said, we pay our tax dollars. Well, here's a newsflash. So do I, you know. And
yeah, but see, I don't,
dollars,
if I went,
mm-hmm,
if I was
mm-hmm,
in your situation and I went there
mm-hmm,
and I, you know, took
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm,
chance that I could be put into jail.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, Kay, hold on for a minute. Ms. Dooley, would you stop going, uh-huh, because I can't hear what the caller's saying.
What?
Would you stop going, uh-huh, I can't hear this lady.
I apologize.
Go ahead, Kay.
You know, if I was to go and put myself in a situation that I know could possibly lead to me being imprisoned in another country that would be hostile towards me, I would not expect the government to come to my rescue if it was, you know, I'd been warned.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the difference between you and me. I make my government work for me. You may give, I don't know. I mean, I'm simply.
Well, look, I'm going to interrupt here.
Well, good luck with making that government work for you.
I got to interrupt here. I got to go with Kay on this. You know, if you, the U.S. government has consulates all over the world, and yes, we can avail ourselves of that as U.S. citizens, but if we've broken the law, or if we are suspected of breaking the law, there's only so much they can do. They can come to the police station. They can get information from us. They can contact our relatives. They can keep us apprised of what's going on. They can't spring you.
What about Steve's friend who got bailed out and flew home on a State Department jet?
I have a hard time believing that, sir.
I beg your pardon?
I have a hard time believing a guy that got busted for suspected drug dealing flew home on a State Department jet.
How dare you?
And well, Ms. Dooley, I'm...
Phil, I'm here to extend
really...
a hand of friendship. Well, what about the North Korean people that are weeping because of the loss of their leader? I guess you think they're liars. Is that it?
I do not. I wouldn't put that word to them.
I don't have a problem.
You don't what?
Korean.
No,
I mean,
Mr. Henry said he thinks they're a bunch.
Maybe some people who have some very strong feelings, whether it's sadness or tears of joy. I don't know. My issue with the whole thing is that you know that that is a situation in which you should not be in, and to go and put yourself back. You know, so you can say, you know, send them an email. You know, go on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for your call, Kay. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. 877-876-PHIL here with Bobby and her husband, Steve Dooley, as we talk about. We're showing images right now on our video cast of Kim Jong-il.
Well, I saw the one, Phil. I thought it was very very much in poor taste.
Which one?
The hair was...
No, it got the hair made it look like an atomic bomb.
The hair looked as if it was a mushroom cloud.
Well, I don't know who made these. It's a satirical review, I guess. There he is writing an A-bomb to Earth. I guess that's something from the...
It's an image from Dr. Strangelove, and I think that in many ways, this is how... And the racism. My God, the racism.
What racism?
Roan, this Team America nonsense. I find it to be very, very difficult for you and for other members of the media to impart these images and expect me and my husband Steve and members of the educational community in the United States to go to the Koreas, whether it's North or South, extend a hand of friendship to those people while you're back here laughing it up and calling them a bunch of zipper heads. And
that's what your husband called them.
No, I
did not. Your husband said that. Your husband said that that's what they were.
And now you're showing on your video cast Kim Jong-il wearing a dunce hat with gold skin. What is that? So what we're trying to do is go to North Korea and say to those people, the American people are not all like that. We're not all stupid. We're not all stupid, ignorant racists. A bunch of ham-bone hillbillies
Ms. Dooley, you can say whatever you want to the North Korean people, and, you know, God bless you for it, but you are, we're not talking about that. We're talking about whether or not you're going to be able to get into that country, number one, without getting arrested, detained either by the South Koreans or the North Koreans, or in the case of that one gentleman, without getting shot if you're trying to cross.
Getting shot? Oh, my God.
Boy, talk about the drama. When's the last time you seen Mr. Uncle?
Yeah, when did you see Mr. Uncle?
Who is Mr. Uncle? You talking about Man from Uncle? I'm just telling you that the DMZ over there, as that one gentleman indicated, is a very heavily patrolled, extremely militarized, and the relations between those two countries are hostile, and that's putting it mildly. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, and I could just tell you that from what I'm hearing from this lady, and, you know, I'm not trying to come across as paternal. That's what she said that I was doing. But she's going to go over there with high school students and try to meet with some North Koreans and tell them how sad we are that all this stuff went down. And it's a real bummer. It's a real drag that what happened to their country, and extend her hand of friendship. And they don't like each other over there at all, you know.
Well, would they shoot her?
No, I don't see. I don't know what she thinks she's going to do. I don't see her walking, you know, out in an open area where they're going to shoot her, you know. But I can see her getting detained. I can see her getting arrested. I can see a lot of things happening that won't be pleasant. Some ills, you know, how many Americans, how many people from other countries do we see run afoul of those countries over there? And we'll be right back, Phil Henry Show.
Henry.